We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But right now, we welcome in one of our favorites. She is the beloved Christy Koval, Director of Public Policy for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter. Dear Christy, how are you holding up, dear?
I am doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay.
We're good. Well, we like it. We're separate. We've been separated for 11 weeks now. We think it's going to add years.
I don't even remember
to
what
our relationship.
Looks like, right?
It's a little hard to sort of picture what life was like a few months ago, right? I was thinking about that.
It is. I mean, in one regard, it is, but in another regard, I mean, because it was, you know, the last time we were all together, I mean, some things kind of stick out. So it's just strange. We've talked with you. We've talked with your cohort, Ms. Cusato, about the fact that this is hard for everybody, but for people who struggle with Alzheimer's, it's just so difficult. Can you just talk about what you're finding as we get deeper and deeper into this pandemic?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me on. I mean, so we definitely recognize that this is a very, very difficult situation, particularly for our folks that have dementia. You know, the percentages, it's high. You know, 48% of people in nursing homes around the country have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia.
Right.
And, you know, adults in residential care facilities and assisted living facilities, 42% have Alzheimer's or another dementia. And it's been all over the news, and we are working with the industry leaders. This has been a really hard hit area for them, both for the caregivers who are not able to see their loved ones in the traditional sense, but also the people that are impacted, you know, have had COVID, the staff. We've transitioned all of our programs and services virtually. And, you know, we've always had our 24-hour helpline, which is, you know, available for family and professional caregivers. We've introduced some new support groups now for frontline staff, you know, who are dealing with this, you know, as another resource. People can go on our website, alz.org, to take a look. We also have alz.org/CT, a full calendar of events. And we've actually seen a real increase in the number of people attending our programs now that they're virtual, because typically transportation and access maybe to get out to an event has been problematic, but we've seen a real increase.
Christy, in those lessons that are now online, what kind of things are you teaching people? Because I imagine this is a challenge for somebody who may be taking care of them, be you a professional, be you a family member.
We are. So we're teaching all of our traditional, you know, courses, you know, communication and behaviors, the 10 warning signs. But we also are offering all of our support groups online, as well as our groups for folks in the early stages of the disease, which is something that we've been offering traditionally, but now we're seeing, you know, more people taking advantage of those. People in the early stage, it could be somebody who has a younger onset, meaning they're diagnosed under the age of 65, and those folks are perhaps still at home and haven't been, receiving services, and the socialization piece is still really important. So there's a number of things. Again, if people want to check it out, it's alz.org/CT. These programs are free of charge as well.
You mentioned the caregivers, and obviously the frustration for them at not being able to see the people who they have been helping and who they've developed, I'm sure, 99.9% phenomenal relationships with. What do you tell them? How do you help them through this?
Yeah.
The people that are caregiving?
Yeah.
It's you know, we are trying very, very hard to be as supportive as we can to the folks that are on the front line. On our website, we have tips both for folks in residential care facilities as well as folks who are taking care of their loved one at home. And it's really about, you know, consistency and trying to, you know, keep a consistent schedule. If you're working with somebody at home, you're trying to keep the routine, you know, as normal as possible. But for folks in residential care facilities, it's difficult because everyone's wearing a mask. Social distancing is a difficult concept. And we're trying to make sure that people can try to stay as connected as they can with loved ones. But if you think about it, a video may be difficult for somebody to understand why their loved one's not there and on video. So it's a matter of also having, you know, really good and open communication with the staff in the facilities on how your loved one's doing and making sure you're being made aware of any changes.
Christy, you know, one other thing, and there are certain rituals that we've all adopted now, you know, like frequent hand washing, wearing masks, stuff like mm-hmm. that. I think for somebody who's suffering from Alzheimer's, this might be very difficult to do.
It is. I mean, the thing is that if you think about it, Alzheimer's, this is a disease. It's a short-term memory issue. So it's, you can tell someone, you know, hey, remember to wash your hands, but you're losing them at the word remember. So, you know, it is a challenge for folks to, you know, that frequent cueing is so important, you know, or the mask may be coming off, or there's just a number of challenges. So it's difficult. It's really difficult. So you're going to try very difficult, but people wander. So they're going to wander into somebody else's room and have contact with other people.
Oh, yeah.
It's very challenging.
Talk with our friend Christy Colville from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut about this difficult time for people with Alzheimer's and the caregivers. You mentioned that a lot of people with Alzheimer's are now in nursing homes, and we know how horrible it's been in nursing homes. What are you hearing from, are things getting better for your patients? Are you hearing anything along that line, or are things still status quo?
So we are really proactive in working not only with the staff members, and the caregivers at the nursing homes, but we're also working, on a state level with the folks who are the industry leaders and really trying to assess what they need, but also support what they need and really try to address this in a bigger sense. You know, we want to be in partnership. We have a lot of constituents in these facilities, and we want to make sure that we're being as supportive as we can in terms of asking for, you know, making sure they have enough PPE and making sure the staff feel supported, and there's workforce issues if people are out because they've been affected. So we are really working, you know, very closely with everyone in the industry.
Okay, so the question is, what can we do to help?
You know, it is really helpful to continue to support, you know, organizations like ours. If people want information, ALZ.org, or ALZ.org/CT. This month, you know, it's great that you're having me on. Today is the 1st of June. It's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And, you know, usually this is a time where we ask people to dress in purple, and it's shine the light on those affected. And this month, it's a little bit different for us this year because we're celebrating the heroes in our community who've really shown strength and perseverance. So again, ALZ.org or ALZ.org/CT, again, to access program resources,
Or to make a donation.
Nothing
wrong with making a donation.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the longest day is in June, and that is one of our signature fundraisers, and that is still going on. We are going to have our walks this fall. We are not entirely sure at this point whether or not they're going to be in person or virtual. But, you know, we are still moving forward, and we are a donation-based organization, and people are really stepping up. So if people feel compelled to do that, we'd welcome it.
And give us the website again.
ALZ.org. And they can access all of our information. And if they want the localized program calendar, it's ALZ.org/CT.
Well, hopefully people understand that in this time you need all the financial support that that you can get. So hopefully we have friends of the show who step up and help you with that. Christy, as always, great to talk to you.
We really appreciate this.
Stay safe, and we will visit with you again soon.
See you soon.
All right, great. Yes, thank you so much.
Hope to see you soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Christy. Christy Colville, who's just is so devoted, so dedicated to this. You can hear the passion in her voice, and it's not easy for anybody, but for people with Alzheimer's who don't understand things, it's even harder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.